announcement was deliberately ambiguous. Today, we release over 287 files documenting the reality of the international mass surveillance industry. An industry which now sells equipment to dictators and democracies alike in order to intercept entire populations. That statement sounds like it's something from Hollywood. That statement sounds like it could only be science fiction. But the reality is that this industry has grown up over the last 10 years from being a covert, very secretive, small industry comprising of institutions like CSC, SAFE, Northrop Grumman, who supply the National Security Agency and organizations like GCHQ, to a transnational industry with its own industry conferences, over 160 companies involved in over 25 countries. Diana Preece, in her recent book documenting the top secret America, the surveillance system in America and the national security system in America, spoke about how an uncontrolled cancerous growth has spread through her country. Well, it's not just the United States. In fact, it is not just the top secret America. There is an international corporatized mass surveillance industry. You might ask, why is WikiLeaks interested in this other than the obvious? Well, we ourselves have been the subject of intensive intelligence agency scrutiny over the years, especially since last July. We also have an obligation to our sources and to those who we work with to understand the privacy risks that may affect them, who may expose them. We also work with activists in difficult parts of the world, like Syria and Egypt, Tunisia, Libya. We have to understand what are the risks to those activists. So embarking on the development of our new whistleblowing source protection platform, we undertook a research effort to see what really is the state of the art in international surveillance systems. We pulled in these groups here to help us with that effort. And the findings are really quite remarkable. I have been working and studying this industry 10 years ago, and I have kept my eye on it since. But this in-depth investigation that we have performed shows it is not this relatively small, although still measured in billions of dollars, industry it was 10 years ago. 9/11 has provided the license for European countries, for the United States, Australia, Canada, South Africa, and others to develop spying systems that affect all of us. So who here has an iPhone? Who here has a BlackBerry? Who here uses Gmail? Well, you're all screwed. The reality is, intelligence contractors are selling right now to countries across the world mass surveillance systems for all those products. And so, with that, I will hand over to our next speaker, rather than stealing their thunder. And I...
Who is the next speaker?
Pratap, who has done great work at the Bureau of Investigative Journalism on analysing the data and tracking down some of the leads.
Hi, my name is Pratap Chatterjee, and I work at the Bureau of of investigative journalism. We're actually based right here at City University. We've existed for almost 2 years. And we're about a dozen professional journalists who've been working with WikiLeaks and other groups like